Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. You're listening to PWN Radio, Woman in the Morning, broadcasting woman-owned radio shows 7 days a week, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. I'm your host, Franciele Daly, and you're listening to Mommy Mondays on Full-Time Mom Radio. Just really want you guys a present too. You know, it does take a village to raise a child, right? You guys have heard that saying. And that's exactly what full-time mom is that village or in that community of moms supporting each other. So thank you so much for listening to us every Mommy Monday. And if you want to join in on the conversation, please call us at 602-753-1726. Again, the number is 602-753-1726. And if you're listening to us on demand, please enjoy the show. And thank you for taking some of your day out, putting the kids to sleep, doing whatever you got to do so that you can listen to some really encouraging and inspirational expertise advice from our full-time mom guests. So I hope everybody's having a wonderful October 13th, Monday. I know that a lot of the kiddos are off of school today because of Columbus Day. And unfortunately, I've been seeing so many crazy things on Facebook and I think it was Twitter too about this whole, why do we even celebrate Columbus Day? He wasn't a great person. So I'm not too sure about all that. I'm actually going to look into that afterwards. There's a few articles that just came in explaining about all that. So if you're curious, I will put something on the Full-Time Mom group page on Facebook. And then if you're curious to go ahead and read it, by all means, go ahead. If not, then don't, whatever your preference is. But I'm a little curious about that. So hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. This weekend was pretty hectic for us. I am in this team management leadership program at Landmark, and I was able to coach some participants in this course and took some time away, from being mommy. And I was able to learn a little bit about myself. So, give yourself some grace if you're out there, going through different little courses or, whatever it is, give yourself some grace because you do have to take some me time. And I definitely did that. I learned something for myself every time I coach, and I meet so many great people doing it. So if you, are doing something like that, just really, I acknowledge you that you're really able to get down and give yourself some me time. So with that said, I hope everybody's just having a wonderful Monday. We're in Chicago. It's not the nicest weather. There's not really much sun out there. It's kind of a gloomy day, but regardless, it's a good day, that I got up and my daughter is healthy and she's just herself. She's 6, going on 16. I think she's the cutest thing ever, and she's just so funny, the things that she's starting to say now, especially now that she's, learning to read and just diving in and all that. So I think it's kind of funny just to see the things that she comes up with. So I'm sure everybody has either gone through this or going to go through this or has gone, will be going through this. So whatever the case may be, just get that you have tons of support here at Full-Time Mom, not just with myself, but there are so many other moms that are on board and they're just passionate about helping. So I'm so excited about our guest today. She kind of just fell into my lap, kind of like that, meeting her. And not only is she super authentic about her story, but she's super inspirational. Just what she's experienced and then just putting that all together so that she can share it with other moms and women that are just in business, but then also, you know, that are going through their circumstances. Like, she's just truly passionate about that. And I got, you know, to talk to her a little bit briefly before, and it just, I'm just so, so, so excited that she's our guest today, and she's just such a humble and authentic woman all around. Well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce her. Her name is April O'Leary, and she is the founder of University of Moms. So she's providing inspiration and education to mothers worldwide through online courses, books, and conferences. She's the author of Ride the Wave, Journey to Peaceful Living, and authored the Conscious Parent Workbook, companion to Dr. Shafala's book, The Conscious Parent. And if you have not read that book or not too sure who Dr. Shafala is, please look her up. I will have more information about her afterwards. And I know April is going to go right into it and just give us all the great stuff. So it's been approved by her. It's been just a companion of what she does. And I'm so excited to have her on. So let me chime her in. Are you there, April?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
So, I'm laughing. I'm laughing at how cute your introduction is. I hope I can live up to all of that.
Well, you truly are. So just get that. That's what's there for me. And I think it's just so much fun. I'm just so excited that you're our guest today. So thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us today.
You're welcome. I'm excited. It's my privilege.
Went into just briefly of who you are. So just go ahead and just talk about who you are. Why are you doing what you're doing? And University of Moms sounds awesome. So
let's see. Where should I start? That's kind of a wide open landscape. I can give you a little synopsis. I'm a mother of three. I've got three girls. They're now 13, 11, and 7. But I certainly went through my struggles as a mom, and as an at-home mom back when all of those girls were much younger, went through a lot of, you know, hurdles and challenges with just managing my own emotions and being the mom I wanted to be. I'm great with crafts. I was just on the phone with my sister yesterday, and she has a 2-year-old, and we were going through. She's like, I just don't know what to do. And I said, well, here's what you could do. You can make Play-Doh. You can get pudding and put it on a table and have them do that, like finger paint, shaving cream. You know, like, I'm great with that kind of stuff. But when it came to, like, just managing, you know, when I was stressed out and stuff, I just would default into yelling and kind of like losing control a little bit, a little bit being an understatement. But anyhow, so I weathered, you know, quite a few of my own storms, which, you know, we can get into if you'd like. But after the fact, my husband and I were able to navigate through those issues, and I found that what I was struggling with, all the moms I knew were struggling with as well. And so I went back to school to get certified as a life coach and opened up a practice. And then a few years after that, founded the University of Moms so I could reach more moms through the internet, basically through courses and coaching and conferences and books and stuff like that, because I know with, you know, our schedules, our kids' schedules in different time zones and trying to show up at a certain location at a certain time is not always feasible. So I wanted to really make it as accessible and affordable as possible for moms to get the help and support they need.
Yeah, that's totally the time thing. I think that's the one thing is I always get, oh, I don't really have time for that. You know, that's definitely my excuse. I will say that until I've gotten that managed, but that was definitely something I'd say, oh, I don't have time for that, you know, my, you know, the kids got this and this and that, and so totally could relate.
Right. Yeah, well, and I found in the process of my coaching work and all of that we do really make time for what we find a priority. And so when people say, I don't have time for that or whatever, what you're really saying is that's not really a priority to me. So it's helping moms navigate through some of that stuff too, is that if we're so busy, what are the things we're doing that we're so busy doing? And if we're struggling in certain areas, how can we make those areas and maybe getting some education or support more of a priority? So that's one way I think that I help moms kind of navigate through that, because you're right, there's the endless list of things to do. I remember thinking about one day, because I really prefer, and I always say prefer because it's not always that way, I prefer my house to be clean and organized. It's not always that way. But that was one thing that stressed me out a lot when my kids were little, is, you know, when you're home all day with three toddlers, your house is not going to be perfect. I mean, I don't care who you are, you know, and if it is perfect, you're probably focusing too much on it. You got to let go of it a little bit. But I remember thinking one day after, it was just like cleaning up mess after mess after mess after. It was like, just felt like, you know what, April, no matter what, if I spent, you know, the next week and I had no kids around and I just cleaned there, it still wouldn't be, there's still always going to be one more thing to do. So there is no end point of like, I'm totally done. Like every piece of laundry is done. Every, you know, doorknob is clean and baseboard. You know, at some point you have to say, okay, it's not a priority for me. Like there are certain things like, yeah, I want, you know, my kids to be eating on clean plates and wearing clean clothes. But if my floors, you can't eat off of them, oh, well, you know, it's not a priority, you know. So anyway, I don't know how I got off track on that, but it helped me a lot. It helped me a lot to kind of let go. And Dr. Shefali's work helped me so much in her teachings, as far as like one of the teachings being the ego of perfection. And I know a lot of moms struggle with that, is that when we want things to be perfect and they're not perfect, that can trigger us and cause a lot of stress and anxiety. And the more we can just be aware that that's just a quality of the ego that we're attached to, and then say, okay, well, what would it be like if I was okay with it not being perfect? You can be like, oh my gosh, I can relax a little bit more. I could maybe have a little bit more fun. I could maybe, you know, not spend so much time trying to control the externals to make things perfect. So anyways.
Yeah.
So fun.
No, I totally, her work is just amazing. And I want you to be able to finish, like, you know, just if there's anything with University of Moms that you want to share with us, and before we go into that subject or that topic,
The University of Moms is really a support. It's a support place for education mainly. I have a degree in elementary and middle school education, so I always thought I would go back just to teaching, like once my kids were older and I was done doing the stay-at-home mom thing. And then when I weathered kind of my own storms in my marriage and in my parenting, and I subsequently got certified as a life coach and then found Dr. Shefali's work, I've blended my teaching skills into more of a platform that was meant to serve moms, because I felt like the mom market is just underserved as far as educational tools. I mean, there's books and things like that, but I wanted it to be more schoolish, because that's how I learn. Like, I like to know, well, what am I supposed to do? Like, how would I apply this information? And, you know, I was very big on, like, routine when my kids were younger. I wasn't the type of parent who could just, like, fly by the seat of my pants. I needed to have structure. Like, I know you're going to be napping at this time, and your bedtime is going to be this time. And you know what I mean? Like, that made me feel more confident as a mom, knowing that the schedule was fairly predictable. But I think it also made the kids feel more comfortable, because they knew what was coming up next. It wasn't a big surprise. And so I felt like as a mom, if someone could say to me, well, here's some things you could do to make your emotional life better. Here's some ways you could let go of some guilt you might be feeling. Here's some ways that you can manage your emotions a little bit better. Here's a community of moms who are here to support you and who you could share some of your struggles with, and maybe we could help you navigate some answers. That was the purpose of why I founded the University of Moms, so that moms could have those tools. It's not necessarily meant for, you know, I know there's a lot of mom blogs out there that are focused on, you know, the day-to-day routines and, like I mentioned, the crafts and activities and things like that, the developmental stages of what kids do at different times. It's not really about that at all. I found when my kids were little, and this goes back to maybe it was being born in me back then before I even knew that this was what I would be doing, but I was at the time in a mom's group, and for any moms that are at-home moms, I would highly recommend if you're not already a part of some sort of a mom's group, find one in your area. It was such a great outlet for me where I was able to meet moms who were also home, and we would talk about those, the stages and things kids can do and different, you know, library play times and story times and playgrounds and whatever. Mm-hmm. But I just found that I was so sick of talking about kids. Like, I would be like, well, what happened to me? Like, what about my life? What about adult time? You know, what about can we go out without the kids? And so many of the moms were so absorbed with kids all the time, everything kids. It's like, what would you do if it wasn't for your kids? Like, there was nothing else left. And so I found that to be very draining. And it actually, to me, and I hate to say it, but it got very boring. Like, I just needed more than that. And so that's what the University of Moms is about. It's about let's get back to what makes us women. Yes, we're moms, and that's one part of who we are. But what makes you tick? What can you learn through the role of parenting, shall we say? What are the things that we all share in our journey as human beings? And how can we use these little gifts of our children to help us grow up? And I think that's why I was so attracted to Dr. Shefali's work, because it focuses on the parent. It focuses on how's your child or children, their gift and presence in your life there to help you grow up? What are the things you can learn that are revealing to you what you need to do to get to your next level of consciousness? How can you become more aware of the things that trigger you? Like for me, when I said the ego perfection, that was something I struggled with, but I didn't know, because when I was single, I could control a lot of that stuff. I mean, when you're living in an apartment by yourself or with one other person, and you know, it doesn't really create a lot of mess. And you pretty much have this, you know, like I was very particular about my car. I'm very big on cars. I had my little convertible, and a six-shift convertible with my six-disc CD player, and I would clean it. And I remember there was one of the things I volunteered at the time is I would drive this older lady to church on Sunday mornings because she lived in my area and she didn't have a car. And so they had put in a bulletin or something that so-and-so lady who lives in such-and-such town needs a ride. And I thought, well, I could do that. And I can remember, this is so silly, but the car window, like on the passenger side and the driver's side, is just a little two-seater. The window didn't have like the metal door frame over it, because you know it's like a convertible, the window just has to go down and then. So she would touch the window and open the door, and it would get like fingerprints on the window. And I remember thinking, like, don't stress out, it's just fingerprints, you can wash those off. But it was like that little tiny thing that I noticed then. But as I had kids, it amplified, you know, that perfection. And then it got to the point where I was so stressed out and frustrated that I either had to just, you know, like freak out or learn to grow up. And that's like what the University of Moms is, and that's what Dr. Shefali's work taught me. It's like how to grow up. Like, how can you, if you're being triggered and if you're being frustrated a lot or you feel overwhelmed a lot, or you're being, it's like really a huge opportunity to step back and say, what is life teaching me right now? What do I need to learn? Rather than how can I control and make everything different on the outside so that I feel better. So that's what I do. that's what the University of Moms all about.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's just so funny how you kind of came in. I say like you came into my lap because you were like, my email came in. And it said, oh, stop yelling. It was your headline. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder if this is connected. So I clicked on it, and then I saw like the whole Dr. Shefali's work, and then you had created your own workbook in partnership with her, and I was like, this is so great, because I'm not much of a reader, but have read, you know, chapters in her book, and they have helped me tremendously just with her material. And it's just so good to have something that will kind of guide you and like a workbook or something, right? So it's just so funny that you had kind of came into, you know, my phone email, and then I open it and I'm like, I've had already like 3 people reach out to me and ask me about her work. Like, have I heard about it? And it was just so funny because she came to Chicago in May. That was her first show on the Oprah Life class. And I was just blessed to be able to go to it. And that was the first time I heard about her. I heard about her work, and I was just mesmerized. I was like, this is such great stuff. Like, she's speaking to me. She's speaking to what I deal with every day, and I can't stand it anymore. And it was just, like, totally, totally aligned with what way or, like, what path I wanted to take for parenting. So I'm just so excited that you've created this, you know, this amazing resource for moms. And yeah, just like, how did you even get started with all of this?
How did I get started with Dr. Shefali's work?
Well,
is that what
with
you mean?
The workbook. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that you.
Yeah. Well,
you. Well, how did you find her? Basically, I guess just like the journey.
Okay. So the funny story is, I am very much a visionary person and very idealistic. And so I really believe that anything you think you can accomplish, you can. And there's no boundaries or no hurdles, shall we say, or challenges that are going to prevent you from accomplishing your vision if you have the vision. So when I became a life coach, I really knew that I wanted to write and speak. And that's still something that I'm working towards, growing that part of my business even more. And I really love writing, and it comes easy to me. And I've had so many people over the years. I mean, even before I did coaching, I was published, like, I wrote for my college newspaper. Like, they would send me to an event and say, can you write about this? Or I wrote in, I just found recently, like, this is so funny. I wrote an editorial into my local newspaper when I was, like, 20, and it was about parenting. I'm like writing a parenting editorial as a kid about how I was glad that my parents, how, you know, they did this and that and that and that. Like, what 20-year-old writes into a newspaper on editorial on parenting? That's just
right.
Like, I came across that. Like, I just moved and I came across all this weird stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh, if that says anything, like that. So here I'm like this brand new life coach. I have like barely any clients, right? I like just opened my practice. I just started a blog. I'm just learning how to build websites. Like, I've built all my own websites, pretty much. So I've taught myself a lot of stuff along the way. And I'm thinking one day, I'm like in my office, and I'm like, all right, so someday when I'm published by a big publishing company, what publishing company would I want that to be? Because I need to know. Like, I need to be able to visualize what that's going to be. And so I'm looking through books on my shelf at home because I'm a very avid reader, actually. I mean, it's disgusting. I'm not a hoarder for anything. My husband and I are not hoarders, but we're like minimalist except for books. Like, we just moved on Friday. Like, I'm in my new house right now with boxes everywhere. And I swear the movers, as they were packing, were probably like, oh, my God, these people. And they're all like, you know, self-help books. My husband has a whole collection of, like, Abraham Lincoln books from, like, the 1800s. I mean, like, really random stuff. But so I'm looking through books that I love. Like, I love Cheryl Richardson as a person that I love some of her work. She's published by Hay House. So I was looking on the Hay House website at, like, who their scope of authors is. And then I loved Eckhart Tolle. And I had taken his course that Oprah offered, like, years ago on A New Earth. I don't know if you remember that. Do you remember when she did that? That was like in 2008 or 9, possibly. But I loved his work then. So I had his book, and I saw he was published by Namaste Publishing. And so I pulled that book off the shelf, and I went to the Namaste website, and I'm like browsing through who their authors are, and kind of like what their bent is as far as who they publish and blah, blah, blah. And so I see Shefali's book there, and it was not even released yet. It was up on the website, and it said, you know, order your pre-release copy now. And I was like, this looks really good. I'm going to definitely order this. So I did. Got the book. Like, I probably was, like, one of the first people who had this book, literally. Like, I don't know how many people pre-order books, but probably not that many, I guess. So pre-ordered the book, got it in the mail, read it. I was like, oh, my God, this book is amazing. Like, how can I boil this down into something? Like, this is my teacher brain now saying, like, how can I boil this down into, like, that I can use to, like, really help me in my own parenting? Because I wasn't doing this to, like, try to teach other people at that point. I wasn't like, oh, this is great, I'm going to teach this to people. This is like, I need to, you know, I'm a life coach and I'm still feeling like I'm crazy at my house. Like, I feel out of alignment. Like, I need to get my shit together. Excuse me.
Yeah.
You beat that out. Sorry.
No, that's fine. It, like I said, you're very authentic.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of moms feel the same way as you. So it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I really just wanted to figure out how I could implement this in a step-by-step way. And I know you said you read a number of chapters in the book. I highly encourage you read the whole thing. But it's really so, shall I say, like, profound that it just felt like this is it. Like, this is definitely, like, yes. Like, you're reading it like, yes, I agree with this. Yes, I want this. Yes, I want this. And then you're like, okay, now what? Now what do I do? And know
mm-hmm.
that, part of the ego, I don't know if, you know, Shefali and I haven't talked about this specifically, but, you know, wants steps. Like, I know her thing is a lot, some of it is, you know, parenting isn't necessarily steps. Like, you know, magic 1, 2, 3 or timeout. Or I learned all of those classroom management discipline type strategies when I went through college. And
mm-hmm.
it's really not that easy. It's not about implementing some technique onto your kid so that your kid listens and then you feel better about yourself as a parent. It's not that. So I'm like, well, if it's not that, then how am I gonna implement this as a parent to help myself? I still need steps. Like, I want steps. So I remember, like, I was, at that time I connected with her, and I'm not even sure, like, I wish I could go back and figure out how it was. I think I might have just Facebook messaged her or posted on her page or something like that and introduced myself. And I don't even think I had the University of Moms yet. Like, I don't think I'd even started that. And I just started asking questions, like, okay, well, I want to have it, you know, I'd love an acronym for how I could use this. So what about START? What about, you know, it's coming up with, like, all different kinds of, like, acronyms and how I could apply this work into something that was more, like, systematic. So I finally, as I was going through it, came up with this acronym STOP, which I then wrote about in my book, Ride the Wave, Journey to Peaceful Living. So it correlates with the conscious parent, but it's more of my own experiences to how my family life changed. Like, it's pretty authentic as far as, like, in the beginning, it's like just how out of control I really was. Like, I was just, you know, not able to really manage my emotions that well. And my husband even said to me at one point, like, I think you need an anger management class. I remember thinking, like, I don't need an anger management class. But the truth is, I probably did. It probably wasn't the smartest thing for him to say at the time. But the reality is, like, he's a pretty, like, calm or, you know, slow and steady wins the race kind of person. And I'm more, like, hot and cold and fast and slow and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just started kind of implementing this in my house and Facebook messaging her back and forth and asking her, well, what about this and what about this? And I think I want to teach a course. Is that okay with you? And, you know, so I the workbook kind of evolved and came out of my own transformation at home and then my own desire to help other parents and be able to teach them in a way that made sense. So I started doing that. And then after I did that, she emailed me at one point and said, I think you should submit that to Constance, who is the owner or the head publisher. She's the owner. I don't know what her title is, but of Namaste
okay.
Publishing, so she knows what you're doing and she can approve it. So I did, and I thought, oh my goodness, like, that's a little bit, like, I wonder what she'll say. Is she going to say, like, this is crap, or, like, you can't do that, or this is great, or, you know, like, I didn't know what to expect at all. So pretty much she gave me the approval, the Namaste Publishing Company approval to use that workbook as a companion to hers. Like, I don't sell the workbook. You can't go on to Amazon and buy it. You have to take the course in order to get the book, the workbook.
Okay.
So that's the arrangement I have with the publishing company. So it's just been an amazing journey since then. It was like, you know, then Shefali, you know, got on Oprah, and her work is really exploding. And I just feel like I'm a little tag along, like on for the ride of like helping, you know. I'm just like, how can I help?
Right.
Because if it helped my family this much, I'm sure that I'm not the only person who needs this. And even in watching the Life Class courses and Super Soul Sunday, you know that this is the conversation that everyone is having now about parenting, is not how do we get our children to obey us and respect us and listen to us, but how do we get our children to have a relationship with us and to communicate with us, and for us so we can listen and grow up through our parenting rather than this top-down hierarchical, if that's a word, parenting style that, you know, leaves your child feeling shamed and isolated and they don't want to talk to you. And then what have you got at the end of the day, right?
Right. Yeah, that was one of the parents. She had gotten up and she said that she was using like that style in her parenting. And she says, you know, unfortunately, a lot of our generation, we stopped talking to our parents because there wasn't communication. It was just like, do this, do that. And, you know, go to school, get good grades, then, you know, go to college, get good grades. And then there was that was it. Like, you know, created your life afterwards. And then where was the communication? Where was like the constant, like, calling, like, hey, how are you doing, you know, like all of that. So that was really lost in the mix of just growing up. And when she said that, I was like, you know, now that I'm a mom, it's a little different. Like, I do talk to my mom a lot more, and I, you know, connect with her. But at one point, there was no communication whatsoever in that, like, younger college years, right? So just listening to that, I was like, I don't want that with my, you know, I have this 6-year-old and then I have another one on the way. I don't want that to be the case where they love me until they get, you know, 11, 12 now, because they're growing up so fast, I think, in this generation. But, and then there's like no like connection. And I think that's the huge thing is, how are we connecting with our kids so that they know that they can come to us and we're not going to be this like forceful and dominant and like, you got to do this type of parent, but where they can just simply come to us about anything. And it's like, there's just so much openness and there's just so much compassion, but then there's also the parent factor still, you know, attached to that, so that they do know that they have someone guiding them. So I think that was really, really huge. It was a huge eye opener for me. And after that, and part of this program, and we get to create like possibilities for ourselves. After that, my possibilities for revolutionary motherhood. Like, I've been saying that everywhere I go, because I truly believe in this, like this new movement. Like, it's not really new, because it's never been talked about, right? So I just feel like I want to spread the word and the message, because I feel so passionate about it. So I'm totally on board, like, helping you with whatever it is, you know.
Thank you. I think that's great. Well, you know what? I think it goes back to, I think it was Hillary Clinton that said that it takes a community. You remember that? What was the saying she said? Like, you know, you're not an island.
It takes a village to
raise. It takes a village. Thank you.
That's so funny.
That's
our saying at Full Time Mom.
Is
well,
it?
That's, yes. I'm not even joking.
Oh, my gosh. That was so intuitive. I swear I did not look that up in advance. I swear.
I even said that in the beginning of the show.
Did you? Oh, my gosh. See, I got on a minute too late. But, no, you're right. It does take... I'm laughing at myself now. It's just too funny. But it does really take, you know, all of us together helping each other. It's not just what is one parent doing, but how are we all, you know, talking about parenting and helping our children. Like, it's funny. This is the funniest thing. So when Dr. Shefali and I, we did an interview together, I had a conference I put on for moms in September. And I've done it twice now. It's called the Happy Mom Conference, and it's here in Naples, Florida. And So I'd asked her to speak, and she wasn't able to travel down at that time. So we pre-recorded an interview, which I showed at the conference of her and I. And we were talking about parenting. And so one of the questions that's often asked is, what if I am starting this journey and my spouse is not interested? Then what? And it's true, because sometimes, you know, most of the time I would say, in anything, you could think of it as healthy eating. You know, one person decides, you know what, I'm sick of being a big fat slob. I'm going to, you know, get healthy and start walking at night or whatever. And then the other person doesn't. And it's hard. There's a transition period where you're eating healthy and your spouse isn't, or vice versa. And so, but the point is, it's an individual journey. It's your choice to parent how you choose, because your relationship with your children is that is just that. It's your relationship with your children, and your spouse has their relationship with their with the children also. It doesn't have to be, you know, both at the same time, thinking the same way, saying the same things or whatever. So she had this comment, which I just thought was so funny. Like, if, let's say, she called it being unconscious, right? So let's say the dad, we'll just make up the example here, comes home from work and he's stressed out, and, you know, the family's kind of home and kids are doing homework and everything's kind of calm, and dad walks in the door and he's flustered and agitated and whatever, and he starts freaking out on the kids. And she goes, you just call it what it is. Just say, daddy's being unconscious. I said, you actually say that? She's like, yeah, call it what it is. You're being unconscious. She say, oh, wow. I'm really unconscious. Oh, I'm being really unconscious. Oh, you're unconscious. So it's interesting, because it's creating a whole new language for our kids so that they can see what is conscious behavior and what is unconscious behavior. So you don't have to necessarily make people change. It's part of it. She said this just the other day, so we're going to have a whole new, I don't think you even know about this, but there's going to be a whole new 8 session webinar series that'll be released by the end of the year with me and Dr. Shefali and some other conscious parent professionals. But we're in the pre-stages of it right now, getting it all put together. And so one of the things that she said that really struck me is that there's 2 parts to conscious parenting, which is awareness. It's being aware of what is conscious behavior, but it's also readiness. So you can be aware that what you're doing isn't working. So going back to like unhealthy eating, for example, you can be aware that like I'm eating junk food and I need to exercise more, and I can start to see that I'm putting, you know, my clothes aren't fitting anymore and I'm getting fatter or whatever. But then when is the readiness component? When does that kick in? So you can be aware that you have a problem, but unless you're really willing to accept that you're ready and you're ready to make changes, nothing will happen.
Right.
So it's both. So it's saying what I'm doing is not working, and I can admit that it's not working, and I'm aware there's a problem. And then secondarily, now I'm ready to find an answer and I'm ready to make changes. So and that's the magic, you know, the million-dollar question is, you know, how can you give one person the Conscious Parent book and they read it, devour it, make all these changes? You can give another person a book and they let it sit on their shelf for 20 years and never do a thing with it.
Right.
You know, there's no real answer to that. It's like the mystery. Like if you knew the answer to that, then you would be writing a book about it.
Right.
Right. Ready, I guess. But anyways, so... So I don't know. I know I'm just kind of going on and on. I'm really excited about just the whole conversation of parenting and how we're changing it, and just how much our kids are going to benefit, like that we're paving this way for more crucial conversations and open conversations with our kids that are going to make them stronger and more open with us. I mean, even this morning, so my 13-year-old was leaving the house. She was stressed out. We were working on her math early this morning. I mean, I told you we just moved this weekend, so it was kind of crazy. And like last night at 9 o'clock, the 2 older kids realized they didn't have their homework done. And we're all exhausted, and we're trying to get it done. And I'm like, Sadie, I can't even think about math right now. Let's do it in the morning. So then the morning comes, and now she gets up, and she's ready. And I'm trying to make lunches, and she's sitting at the bar area, like, can you help me? And, you know, it's just like, I had to really remain present to say, let me, you know, let's not get frustrated here. Let's, what needs doing? What do I need to help focus on right now? So I helped her, but I could tell she was like on the verge of tears. And she was saying, you know, as she's on her way out this morning, she's like, I hate school and it shouldn't be this hard. And I feel like it's so hard. And so as a conscious parent, the thought to me is, this is a conversation I need to have with her later. I need to sit, go, you know, go in her room, sit on her bed with her, and just let her tell me what's going on, rather than like, you know, the traditional parenting or some, you might either ignore that, or you might say like, why are you being such a baby? Or everybody, you know, everybody has the same work, and why are you stressing out so much, and don't stress out. But the reality is, she is, this is the way she's feeling. So how can I, as a parent, help her, you know, navigate with some of these emotional tools to express herself, listen with compassion, help her find some answers for herself, you know, and not necessarily giving her the answers. It's not my job to help her find the solution. And I think that's one other point, is that, you know, the traditional parenting is like, I'm the parent, I have the answers. And I learned as I went through the life coaching courses that, and it complements what the conscious parents teaches as well, is that when someone comes to me as a personal client, like a one-to-one client, it takes a little bit of time for them to understand that I'm not a coach because I have the answers for you. Like, you're not paying me to give you answers and saying, okay, now I've listened to your problems, here's what you're going to do, A, B, and C.
Right.
You know, and that's what a lot of people want, because we're used to the parenting where we are given the answers. And so it takes a lot more effort, but it's, you get a lot more results when you rely on your own knowing. So it's retraining people to say, you know what you need to do, but you just haven't listened to it. You might not have ever listened to it in your whole life because no one ever told you to. Because all people have ever told you in your life is, here's what you're supposed to do. And so you do it, and then when it's not working, now you've paid me to say, now, April, you tell me what to do. And I'm saying, no, I'm not telling you what to do, because that's not the way it works. The way it works is, let's learn how to listen to ourselves. Let's learn how to be intuitive and to trust ourselves and to navigate our own, you know, problems and be mature and grow up. And then when you have those tools, then all of a sudden life becomes a lot easier, because you don't need to go ask Susie and Sally and, you know, Frida and, you know, Bob all their opinions anymore.
Exactly. Now you have your voice and you're not relying on other people to
So for Sadie today, like tonight, after, you know, the dust settles and we've had dinner, and I'll go into her room and I'll kind of revisit that conversation and ask her, you know, share with me what it is that's really bothering you at school, and what are the things that you're really upset about, and what are the, you know, the challenges you're having, and what do you think we can do to help make these better, and what are some things we could try, and let her suggest the solutions. And she might be at a point where she's just too frustrated and she's like, well, I'm just going to quit school, you know. And, you know, as a parent, obviously that's not the option. But you say, like, well, then you'd help them. You dig a little further with them, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
Like, does that sound like a realistic solution? Like, would that really work? What would happen if that was, if you tried that, then what would happen?
Yeah, it's definitely a different approach from what we hear in just the different resources. It's definitely a different approach. So I'm excited. Like, I want to dive deeper and just really get
more out of it. It's funny that you said that in the beginning, you know, how your husband said that you needed anger management. So, and I've had a few episodes myself, and I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I doing that? Like, why am I so angry? And I know I'm a little hormonal too, because I'm going into 7 months being pregnant, but at the same time, you know, there is a controllable attitude that I could have, right? You know, I hear, like, my friend, she just had a little girl, and she has a 5-year-old at home, and I've just been like, just come and pick up this book. Like, I know that there's going to be something that. And it's funny, because I think even the first chapter
it goes right into what she was like talking to me about. And I was like, just come pick up this book, come and read it and tell me what you think. You know, and mm-hmm. just go from there. And mm-hmm. it's not like she's giving us answers of how to do things. She's just allowing us to analyze and look at things just the way that you said. It's just mm-hmm. a very different approach. And I think that's really huge, really, really huge.
It is huge. And I think the more that we just open ourselves up to learning and considering, you know, it's not like, this is one thing that I learned, and truly, you know, with taking a course, it really does dive, it breaks it down into more bite-sized pieces, and it really does help you. For me, one of the key lessons that helped me so much was the way she broke down the ego into the different characteristics that it mm-hmm. is. And so one of them, and this is something that I was so guilty of, and it still can be something that I have a tendency towards, but I'm aware of it now, is that mm-hmm. There's a right and there's a wrong. I was raised in a very traditional environment, and there certainly was black and white. And I used to always say, just give it to me straight. Like, I want to know there's black and white. That's why I actually was a math minor. I love solving problems, and I love mm-hmm. knowing that I got the answer right. You know, so it makes for a difficult way to parent if you are unwilling to listen to other opinions. So let's say your children, if the more you buy into that quality of right and wrong, the less open you are to be able to listen non-judgmentally. Because if you already know the answer and the person is telling you something that's not in alignment with what you already know to be true, you shut them out. And so that was something that was challenging for me as a parent, in relationships, in conversations with other people. Like if you find that you're getting like defensive or argumentative, I'm talking in politics and religion and parenting and, you know, anything that you find, you know, men with sports teams, you know, it can rear its head in many different arenas, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. then the more we say, and this is one thing that I learned as I went through the life coaching courses, was that this is what I know to be true today, but tomorrow that could change. Because we all know what we know based on our experience and our knowledge today, but you don't know who you're going to meet tomorrow or what conversation you're going to have later today or what book you might pick up or newspaper article or a blog you read online or that might totally change your opinion. So I know that with conscious parenting being such a new way to approach parenting, it's easy to say for someone who has a more traditional mindset, relationship with my kids and listen to them. No, they need to respect me. They need to listen to me. I'm the parent. Do what I say, you know, not. And it's like, well, okay, well, if it's working for you, then I guess do it. But if you could say, you know what, there's some things that aren't working for me. Like my kids don't want to talk to me. My kids don't ever mm-hmm. share things with me. My kids go in their room and close the door and, you know, put on their headphones. My kids don't want to eat at the dinner table with us. Or, you know, I just want to feel like I know what's going on with them, like what makes them tick. Then I would say, like you said, tell your friend, you know, come pick up this book. Give it a try. Listen, you know, listen to what your kids are saying, even non-verbally. What cues are they giving you?
Right.
You know, kids thrive, they thrive on relationship, and that's what makes them tick, not the next newest gadget or the bigger house or the better school or the brand name clothes.
Right. So. No, that's really good. I totally, totally highly recommend it for everybody that's listening.
And you know, there's also, that course, just so they know, it's a 4-week course and it's $99, which is, you know, also includes a private Facebook group. And I think you have a link to it on your website, which, you know, you could send out later. But I think that, you know, really that is such a small, like if you look at it, $25 for 4 weeks to get your family back in order is such a small price to pay that
exactly.
It's really a service you're doing for your family. Like if I hadn't pre-ordered that book, you know, I would still be, my middle daughter is so funny. She would say to me back when I would like freak out,
she's like, yeah, and you're really a light. This is in the beginning of, like, so here I'm life coaching and I'm still freaking out at home. Like, I hadn't really metabolized a lot of this kind of parenting stuff yet. And she would say, I'm going to videotape this and put it on YouTube and say, this is what a life coach is.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would say, you know what? Out of the mouths of babes, right? They know, your kids know what is really up with you. You may be fooling your neighbors and the other parents at school,
yes,
and the teachers, but your kids know. So don't do a disservice and don't, you know, pretend.
Is,
you know, like I say to people, like, yeah, like don't pretend. Don't pretend things are great if
no,
they're not great. If they're not great, then just say, you know what, they're not great, but they can be. If I'm willing to change
right,
something.
Right. Yeah, that's
and
hilarious.
The only thing
I
you can change. Yeah. The only thing you can change is you. And I think that's the 100% truth.
Mm.
And anybody who's ever walked through the doors of my office, that's the only thing that we can focus on is what did you do? Like, what did you do to contribute to this problem? And what can you do to change it? And it's not that someone else doesn't have a play a role in it. It's just that you can't change their role. You can't
right,
make somebody else change. All you can do is say, okay, here's the things that I'm doing right now that I could do differently. And why don't I try that? So I
yeah,
know it's like
very
simplistic,
good,
but the more like that's one of the exercises we do is looking at the buckets, like putting things into buckets of things I can control and things I can't control. So the more we focus on what we can control, the more empowered we feel, and the more change can take place. And the more we focus on things we can't control, the more disempowered we feel and the more frustrated we feel. So, I mean, even with us just moving into this new house, and this is funny because for 8 years now, my kids have gone to a school that's a half an hour from my house. So it's an hour round trip twice a day.
Wow.
And now we move to, it's like literally right around the corner from the school. So in my book, I talk about, and this is funny because we have finally moved, but back when I wrote this, we still lived at the distance. And I said, the more I focus on, if I lived closer to school, my life would be easier and better.
Mm.
The more I'm living in a lie, I'm living in illusion.
Because
that's so
good. Because,
you know, the more you focus on changing the external, the more stuck you are. So the more I can accept, okay, I can accept I live a half hour from school. So what can I do? What can I personally do with that time? I can tell you I have listened to so many audiobooks that I would have never listened to before. I've listened to hundreds of hours of podcasts of people that I love that I would have never
mm-hmm,
listened to. So I just chose to say, okay, well, this is what it is. And so rather than focusing on the way I want things to be different, why don't I focus on things I can do to improve what my as is right now.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's so great that you mentioned that. I think that's the one thing we do is if only I had that house or if only I had that job or if only I had, you know, just I think one thing was like if I was only married, then it would get better. You know, I was a single mom beforehand,
mm-hmm,
so that was one of the questions that would come up. If only I had the support, you know, then it would all be
mm-hmm,
fine. And it's like then you get into that position, and it's like right now I have something else. And when you start, and then when you start thinking about that specific thing, like if only, and you're living in that if only like mentality, it's like it's exhausting and it's not empowering and it's not getting you anywhere. So that's so good that you totally touched on that because I think we do that. We get in that mindset like, you know, if only I didn't have these many kids or, you know,
mm-hmm,
whatever the case, maybe it comes up and it's like, no, like you can't think about what ifs. Like you have to think about what's
mm-hmm,
happening now and just simply implementing something or changing or shifting something in that situation so that it works for you. So
mm-hmm,
that's so
yeah,
good.
I call it the when-then game. When this happens, then that will happen. And it's always something
yeah,
else. Like, you know, we now live
totally,
closer to school, and so that's great. But the house is a little bigger, so it's more to clean. You know what I mean? It's like
Mm-hmm.
When I live closer, or, you know, when I have a bigger house, then it won't be so messy. Are you kidding me? My kids, I think Amy spilled, like, it was so funny. The first night we had dinner here was Friday night, maybe Saturday night, I'm not sure. And she spilled, like, her water all over the place, like, all over the tablecloth, all over the floor. And I was like, yay, I said, first spill in the new house, you know? And she goes, actually, that was my fourth spill today.
Oh, wow.
I just had to laugh. I was like, here we go. Because you know what? It's like wherever you go, there you are.
Like, right.
Things aren't going to change. You can change your house. You can change your car. You can change your school. You can change your spouse. You can change, you know, unless you change
right.
yourself, nothing is going to change. So.
I know. I truly, like, that's so good that you touched on that just briefly, because I think we all get in that mindset. And then it's like, why am I so miserable? Well, you know, that's one of the reasons. Like, you're not looking at the now. You're looking at the future that you so
right.
want so badly. But it's not there yet. And it may never be. So, like,
right.
in this present moment and embrace it. It's just so funny. Oh, my gosh. I think, yeah, that's so great that you touched on that. So...
It is funny. I love it, but it's such a freeing way to be now, because I swear, like, just even watching her spill it and just sitting there and looking at her, I was like, really? Really? I just had a laugh. I was like, what else are you going to do? I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, the kids will look at me and I'll say, okay, well, what's the solution? And they'll look at me, get a towel. I'm like, sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
You don't need to get upset over it. I mean, what's the answer?
Right, exactly. So. No, so true. So true. Yeah, so what I will do for everybody listening, and for the ones that listen to it on demand, and then I'm going to be sending out a newsletter, which I have every week I send out something. So if you're not on that list, go on fulltimemom.org and go ahead and sign up at the bottom. And what I'll do is I'll do another blog post just with what we discussed today briefly, and then they are able to listen to the recording again, and then I'll have a link, you know, to go into that 4-week course. And really, for $25 a week, I mean, just what you've touched just briefly on, I can only imagine what you get in that 4-week course. And then you also get the support, right, to the Facebook group, and
yep.
then... Yeah, and then you get the workbook so that you're hands-on, you're reading something, you're like, oh, I don't, you know, like, that. What now? And you have that companionship. So I think
right.
that's really huge.
And it really helps
but,
you, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's very reflective. Like, the workbook is very
mm-hmm.
much guides you through a lot of writing exercises, because there is no quick fix. I mean, there is no, okay, here's what you do. Now your parenting's going to be, you know, bandaged up, and you're going to be, everyone's going to live happily ever after. It's not that. It's just, the more we look at parenting, it's just a journey of self-discovery. And the more we're willing to put in time, it's just like, if you pay for a gym membership and you never show up, you're not going to get anything out of the gym membership.
Exactly.
Let's face it. So, I mean, sign up for the course, but, you know, make a commitment to yourself to, you'll get a course, you know, you'll get a class every week for 4 weeks. You'll get the workbook, and then you'll get the support of the Facebook group, and you can post whatever you want in there. There's a lot of other, you know, moms in there taking the course. There's some other conscious parent professionals who've taken the course that are in there that answer questions. And I actually have live coaching available every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern. So it's just a live, like, question and answer. So there's a conference call line, and you can call in, and I'll be there. And if you have any questions, I'll help you, you know, navigate them. And if no one calls in,
that's
then
so
I
great.
Just say, okay, I guess nobody had any questions this week. Click, you know. It's not
right.
a teaching call. It's just a, hey, I want to be here live. Like, I want to give you an hour of my time every week. And if you've got something going on, call in. Let's talk about it.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much, April, for everything, just for your time and just everything that you've contributed today. And I will have all the links and just all the resources at fulltimemom.org under Mommy Blog. And just thank you again for everything.
Thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to speak with you, and I'm sure we will do more in the future together.
Yes, most definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take bye.
Bye-bye. So you've been listening to PWN Radio, Women in the Morning. I hope you've gotten so much out of what was discussed today. I hope you've enjoyed today's program, Mommy Mondays with Full-Time Mom. Don't forget to listen to our next show. And as always, you can come back and re-listen to any of our shows. And if you want more information about scheduling and just everything that's going on through PWN, go to pwnradio.net. And I am Francielli Daly. Have a blessed and wonderful day. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.